AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Newly announced presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton will head to Iowa this week. Her team says she wants to avoid big campaign events and instead focus on more personal interaction with voters. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's pleased with the way Clinton is announcing her presidential candidacy.
She has had this larger-than-life job as Secretary of State, and now she has this opportunity to make a compelling case to the American people, really in small groups.
She was on CBS's Face the Nation. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus told the show Hillary Clinton is the ideal Democratic candidate for Republicans to run against.
If you were me and you were chairman of the National Party, and you had someone on the ticket that would unite your party, would help you raise a lot of money, and help you recruit a ton of volunteers, you'd want nothing more than Hillary Clinton to be on the other side.
The Reverend Al Sharpton is thanking the mayor and police chief in North Charleston, South Carolina, for their response to the deadly shooting of a black man by a white police officer after a traffic stop April 4th. The officer was fired and is charged with murder. Sharpton spoke at a vigil held at the site where Walter Scott was fatally shot in the back.
This brother could have been any one of us, or any one of our sons, or any one of our cousins.
Jordan Spieth is this year's Masters winner in golf. AP correspondent Jim Militello reports.
The world's number four golfer claimed a share of the tournament record with an 18-under total for the four rounds. That ties the mark for the low Masters winning score set by Tiger Woods in 1997. At 21, Spieth is the youngest first-round leader at Augusta National. He also set marks for low 36 and 54-hole totals here, and his 28 birdies over the four rounds is also a new record.
Phil Mickelson and Justin Rose tied for runner-up. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has remembered the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of Armenians 100 years ago with a politically explosive declaration using the word genocide. Correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
Francis was repeating the words that John Paul II had used back in 2001. At the time, it didn't get quite as much attention as it's getting with the Pope in St. Peter's Basilica marking the 100th anniversary of the slaughter and calling it the first genocide of the 20th century.
Turkey denies a genocide took place.
You just earned yourself a dance with the devil.
Furious 7 maintained speed in its second week, hanging on to its number one spot at the movie box office. The only new wide release of the weekend, The Rodeo Romance, The Longest Ride, opened in third place. It stars Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood. Home was second, rounding out the top five, Get Hard and Cinderella. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.